it's time for our regular check-in with Owassa. It's Wonderful Water. On this episode, we are joined by Mary Tiger, and she's going to be talking to us about the new strategic plan for Owassa. So Owassa's been working recently on developing a new strategic plan to guide the organization's investments and resources for the next few years. And to hear more about this plan, we are joined today by Owassa's Strategic Initiatives Manager, Mary Tiger. Mary, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Andrew. It's great to be here with you today.
Thank you so much for being here. And we've heard a lot about strategic plans from community leaders in recent months as different communities and organizations get their strategic plans together. So I was wondering if you could tell us kind of in your role as a strategic initiatives manager, what does that mean for an organization like Owassa?
Yeah, that's a good question. So Owassa, you know, we have a lot of projects going on every day, and we have a lot of really strong and dedicated team members that are focused on delivering our essential services 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You go to your tap, you want water to come out. So the day-to-day is a big focus of Owassa, but we also need to be keeping our eye on big picture goals. And so that's what the strategic initiatives team helps the organization to do. So we're making sure that we're planning ahead, that we're anticipating needs, and trying to ensure that we have everything in place to meet our goals and continue to deliver high quality services to the customers, to the community for years to come. And these projects can cover all different types of departments at Owassa. So we get to work with a lot of folks across the organization, build connections internally, but also externally, and really bring a holistic approach to solving some of the challenges that we face. So the strategic plan is really our blueprint, you know, for what we're going to be doing over the next 5 to 6 years to get prepared for that long-term horizon.
We're visiting with Mary Tiger, Owassa Strategic Initiatives Manager. And so you've got this new strategic plan, but how long has it been being worked on, and how did you kind of land on the stuff that's in there?
Yeah. So I think it was actually a year ago this month, so it was last August that I was here on WCHL Wonderful Water, and that was in the early days of the strategic plan. At that time, we were promoting a community survey that was part of a kind of comprehensive environmental and organizational scan that included a survey of our employees, a survey of past and present board members, engagement with stakeholders. And that kind of collective effort served as the foundation for our board of directors and staff leadership to start to build that strategic plan. So, yeah, for over a year, we've been working on it. But that initial scan was so important that, we're not just coming up with strategic goals and initiatives out of thin air, but it was really founded in what the community was interested in, what the community needed. And it was, using that we were able to identify larger scale projects that you'll see in the strategic plan.
So what did you find through that process? What were challenges and opportunities?
So we received a lot of feedback, as you might imagine, and that was really the point. That's what we were there for. So it took some time to sift through that input and those priorities and concerns and excitement that folks had. And there were some definite trends that rose to the top. So I'll just kind of touch on five of them here. So, one big trend that we identified through the process were workforce challenges. Owassa's not alone in dealing with, some labor market challenges right now. And we're also facing really high levels of retirement. We see this as both a challenge and an opportunity, but definitely something that we need to be thinking strategically about and working towards addressing. Another major trend that surfaced was, technology and innovation. It is obviously a rapidly evolving field, and there's a lot of opportunity out there to increase the efficiency and the effectiveness of what we're doing. But we also want to be really mindful as we're identifying, evaluating, or pursuing technology and innovation that we are first and foremost keeping doing that in a secure manner. It's cybersecurity and just making sure that we're being very cautious with what we're adopting so that we're not putting anything at risk. Another big trend that we, theme that we picked up on is environmental protection. OWASA affects the environment. Our operations affect the environment, and we are also affected by the environment. One of the questions that we asked in the surveys to every group that we surveyed, we asked, what are the top five priorities that you have that you would put forward for OWASA in the next 5 to 6 years? And every single group put climate change and preparing for climate change in their top five. So you'll definitely see that show up in the strategic plan and other ways that we are, in fact, impacting the environment from, water quality, land management. It's a strong consideration in that plan. Another trend that we identified is communications, and it's just really important to OWASA and the community that the community is informed and engaged in our operations and our decision making. And so we work to address that in the strategic plan. And then finally, the last trend I'll point out on is regulatory responsibility and risk. Providing drinking water and wastewater services to the community is a highly regulated activity. We absolutely want to make sure that we are meeting today's regulations, but that we're also mindful about the future regulations that are coming down the pipeline and making sure that we're prepared to meet those in a cost-effective manner for the community.
We're visiting with Mary Tiger, the Strategic Initiatives Manager for OWASA as part of our Wonderful Water series. And so you found a lot of stuff. There are a lot of trends that emerged. I'm wondering if you could highlight some of the stuff that's actually in the strategic plan that addresses those trends.
Yes. Yeah, so we had to make some hard choices and prioritize what we're going to be working on in the coming years. Something that I've been saying to our team a lot here is that if we try to do everything, we're not going to do anything. So the board of directors and staff leadership were very thoughtful and strategic, as the name might suggest, in identifying our top six strategic priorities for the next 5 to 6 years. And those include employee recruitment, retention, and development. Number two is equitable services and making sure that folks have fair access to our services. A third is climate and land use change adaptation, as I mentioned before. Fourth is community engagement. A fifth is emergency management and cybersecurity. And then finally, service reliability and resiliency. Setting those priorities helped us identify goals and initiatives to reach those priorities. So underneath each one of those priorities, there's a subset of goals and initiatives. And so what the community will see as you look at the draft plan is an intentional focus on how we're going to increase the equity of our services, how we're going to work toward adapting our ability to provide essential services during these times of climate change and how land use affects that. And of course, our top commitment remains providing high quality services to customers. So there is a whole suite of goals and initiatives related to service reliability and resiliency. And we're going to be working to advance that priority over the coming years.
So what happens next with the draft strategic plan? What's the next step here?
So we are talking about it with the community, as we are doing right now. We're also making sure that our entire team is connected to the strategic plan and has an opportunity to provide input on that. The draft plan will go to the OWASA Board of Directors at their next meeting. That's going to be on September 8th. It's posted on our website at owasa.org. So I'd really encourage folks to go and check out the plan and to reach out with any questions or attend the board meeting on September 8th if you'd like to speak to the board about the draft plan, because they're be slated to approve it at that September 8th plan. And actually, that's going to be our first back in-person meeting since the beginning of the pandemic. So it'll be held in the OWASA Community Room at 400 Jones Ferry Road in Carrboro at 6 p.m. on September 8th.
We're visiting with Mary Tiger, OWASA Strategic Initiatives Manager. And if people want to get more information, is there a website they can go to?
Yep, owasa.org. Is our website, and there's a news post right now. It's the first thing that they'll see when they get on the homepage that provides a summary of the draft strategic plan and a link to the document.
We have about a minute left, and I'm kind of new to the area, so I'm curious. I assume that you've done strategic plans in the past. I'm wondering if there's something that we might recognize, like some initiative from one of the past plans that is kind of still around that people might remember.
Yeah, I'd say the highest profile initiative from our last strategic plan that impacted almost all of the customers was our advanced metering infrastructure project, or what we call AMI. So this was a strategic priority of the last strategic plan and ultimately resulted in a project where we upgraded meters for customers across the service area with meters that can remotely report water use. It reports hourly water use on a daily basis. And it had several benefits for OWASA and the community. It means that we're able to divert some of the resources that we were using to go around and physically read meters each month. So now we don't have to do that. We can receive those readings remotely, and our team can work on other tasks. It also gives us an opportunity to get the community more involved, because any customer has access to near real-time data with these meters on our Agua Vista web portal. And that helps us and our customers to manage water use. That system will provide leak notification before it shows up on a bill. So as soon as the meter kind of detects really sustained water use, it'll alert someone to that potential leak, and you can address it right then and there. So that's good for everyone. It lowers the bills for customers, and it helps us to limit the amount of water being used beyond what's necessary, because we're not just wasting water to leaks. So that's a big part of valuing our natural resources and increasing our resiliency to drought. So those are the type of projects that we're looking for, these kind of larger projects that take place over multiple years, touch on a number of different goals and benefits for the community, and just take some time and a number of people to execute. So those are the types of initiatives that you'll see called out in the new draft strategic plan.
Mary Tiger has been our guest from OWASA. She's the Strategic Initiatives Manager, and a new draft strategic plan will guide OWASA's investments and resources for the next 5 years. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. And that plan will be considered for approval by the Board of Directors at a meeting on September 8th. For more information, you can go to owasa.org. Mary Tiger, OWASA Strategic Initiatives Manager, thank you for joining us and telling us more about the plan.
Thanks so much, Andrew. Nice talking to you.